part in a race called the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which is a 3,000-mile ocean rowing race from the Canary Islands, an island called La Gomera in the Canaries, and it finishes 3,000 miles away in Antigua. And it's an international race, so there were about 17 other crews in the race taking part from all around the world. We were a two-man British crew taking part. It took a total of 53 days to finish the row. So quite a long, it's known as the toughest road race on the planet. And it was pretty relentless the whole way. We had some bad weather quite a lot of the time and a lot of issues with our boat as well. But we finally made it to Antigua on Sunday. And we won our class as well, which is the fastest two-man boat to make it across. So we beat about seven other two-man boats as well. So we're really pleased.
Fantastic. And when you say relentless, how physical and mentally challenging was it when you're out there?
It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life and probably ever will do. Physically, we were getting up every 2 hours to row in shifts, rowing 2 hour shifts non-stop. The most sleep you would get would probably be about an hour and a half by the time you kind of cleaned yourself and got back in the cabin to had a bit of food and stuff. You're probably about an hour and a half of sleep until you got a 10-minute call from your buddy on deck telling you that you're up in 10 minutes time, get ready. So we did that. We were 2 hours on, 2 hours off for 53 days non-stop. And it was brutal. And mentally, it was quite tough as well. Being away from home on Christmas Day, New Year, and my birthday was on the 7th of January. So that was quite tough. And we also heard of a few other crews that capsized one too many times and thought, right, we've had enough, threw the towel, and then they got rescued by cargo ships. So that was quite hard hearing that they had to get rescued and know that we're in the same storms as them. That it could be our turn to call it quits as well, but we kept going and we eventually made it.
There was a charitable side to it as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we were raising money for three charities, Cancer Research UK, Leukemia and Lymphoma Research, and a small orphanage in Ghana that a friend of ours set up called St. Anna's. And the aim is to try and raise £200,000, which would be split evenly between three of them, all three. And at the moment, it's looking like, touch wood, we're going to sell. We've already had people wanting to buy our boat because we won our category and did quite well. So it's in quite high demand, and we've already got people wanting to buy it. And with the resale of the boat, it's looking like we might have raised about 150,000, which is amazing.